I just had to nod off for a second. This is insane. It is crazy. It is a national security concern. Like, let's put aside the fact that he was at a very loud game. If the president is falling asleep like this in places and spaces in front of cameras or we can see it, what is happening that we can't see? What are the people at the White House hiding? What are they covering up? They want us to be talking about the Knicks and how they booed the president. The people in the arena booed the president. And I also am wondering why Steve Witkoff was there and not negotiating the end to the war with Iran when apparently the war is not over more than 100 days in. But this is crazy. It is insane. And I just... If you were at the White House, would you be asking these questions? Why, Mr. President, why are you so tired?
Well, because the question is, we know why he's so tired.
Well, do we? We don't know.
Well, part of it is like he doesn't sleep.
He doesn't sleep.
The man called.
Neither does Michael Steele, and he doesn't take a nap. And I've never
Michael
seen Steele him.
Many years younger.
Very much so, but I'm just saying, he doesn't nap, and he doesn't drink coffee, really.
I don't know what to say. We're going to skip that.
Okay.
But I think the thing that's really important is this is one of those things that this White House could sell, right? They could say, you know, sometimes the president falls asleep at things, but that's because he's calling reporters at night. That's because he's on the phone all the time. But instead, what they want to sell, they could say that. they're not saying anything now. So that's part of the issue. When you ask them questions about it, they act like we're crazy. Like we're not watching it.